Sorry.
Place here and
he didn't take it to you and he goes, I
okay, I so the workshop, the sign ordinance review, I will turn it over to Vicki. Do you want to start? So,
Vicki, community development. So, in August of 2015, we were reviewing the city sign code standards in section 3.7 of the zoning development code as part of the city council workshop. The reason for this workshop, the city manager asked me to put some people together, some staff together, and take a look at our sign ordinance and see what we might need to do to change it. These new standards are very comprehensive and include sign definitions, sign permit requirements, exceptions to the standards, signs that are prohibited, processes for abandoned signs, and those signs declared a nuisance. The standards also include what type of signs are permitted in the residential zones, in the commercial zones, and the industrial zones. So based on the direction of the city manager, staff reviewed the sign code for possible modifications to make the code easier to regulate. We discussed possible actions items to consider, and I'm going to turn this over to our planner, and those of you who don't know her, she's Lisa Holly from Dennis County Planning Department, and she's going to go over the findings that we had, and then we'll kind of share back and forth.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Councilor, members. I'll just kind of give you a brief review. We did go with we met with Vicki and some other staff with kind of like a review of the ordinance, and it was adopted in October of 2008, so it's been around for a few years. But when we reviewed it for possible action items and possible things to consider or modify to present to you, and how you choose to go with them is kind of how you feel on the matter, and that's what the purpose of this is, to kind of start a discussion. But the things that we thought to consider at this point was item number one was moving the list of sign definitions. In the beginning of the book, there's a list of definitions, and in the beginning of the sign code, which is in 3.7 of the ordinance, there's also definitions, and they relate to signs. The thought of the action was to make this easier to find them and to move them to the front of the book. And it was this kind of to have them all the definitions in one location was totally to try to simplify some matters. The second item to discuss was kind of revising the current definition of sign. This current definition was adopted, like I said, in October 2008. And it states that any message, identification, description, illustration, symbol, device, or sculptured matter, including forms shaped to resemble any human, animal, or product, which is affixed directly or indirectly upon a building, vehicle, structure, or land. This definition is not to include architectural or lighting features. Well, this definition, when we were reviewing it, staff thought it was a little bit too encompassing. Thank you. I'm having a brain freeze here. And so what we did at the end of the staff report, we included a list of some different jurisdictions, their definitions of signs, just so you have a comparison. We had Canyonville, Douglas County's definition of sign, Myrtle Creek, Roseburg, Winston, and Yoncalla. For the most part, Roseburg and Myrtle Creek pretty much had the same general definition, a little tweak here and there. Douglas County was pretty similar in many ways to theirs, but they had some different, they're pretty limited in their standards altogether. And some of them all had different sign ordinances themselves, besides the definition. And so we do have copies of those if you had wanted to look at those as well. So that was kind of the one, is the possibility, did you want to consider revising that or not? The third item that was brought up for discussion was the possibility of modifying section 3.7160 as regarding the issuance of permits, and that's under item A, which states that the city personnel shall examine applications for permits. If it appears that the application, drawings, and specifications therewith, that, and I emphasize this, that the requested signs and all existing signs on the premises conform to all the provisions of this chapter, a permit shall be issued. But if city personnel find that any requested or existing signs violates this chapter or any other chapter of the city code or ordinance related thereto, a permit shall not be issued until the necessary corrections are made. And so staff review of this kind of felt like this requirement was a little too comprehensive or far-reaching. Technically, it provides that all signs on the premises, including all existing signs, conform to the sign standards. However, it does not take into account pre-existing signs that may have been lawfully established at the time prior to these new standards, which were in 2008. So there's all those questions. The fourth item that we talked about was reviewing section 3.7210, which is certain signs declared a nuisance. And it was your enforcement officer kind of brought this to our light, that it states that certain signs may be declared a nuisance and may be abated as prescribed in the Sutherland Municipal Code. And determining what section 3.7210 is, and we want to make sure that that is fully consistent with the city's nuisance ordinance, and whether abatement provisions need to be amended or updated to make sure that that consistency is there for any enforcement action. So I guess there was a little debate of whether they were consistent with one another. And so the thought tonight is just to kind of get some direction to council if you want to make some amendments or to consider some amendments, and then we'd probably need some more further review to kind of follow up on those at a later time. But it's kind of mostly just to give a little feedback of what we initially found, and if you have any questions at this point.
What's the permit cost?
A sign permit, $50.
$50.
Plus 25.
That's
25. No, that's planning for construction.
That's just planning for construction, not mm-hmm. constructing a sign?
Mm-hmm. If you're constructing a sign, but if you're just hanging one, that would just be a sign.
Yeah.
That's why the way this reads, when I'm reading through everyone, including Douglas County, because all of Douglas County is out of compliance. Because like McDonald's, every day they put a different sign down there. They're in the right-of-way. They put a triangle sign out there that's in the city right-of-way out on the grass, so you'd have to charge them. Burger King does the same thing. Apple Peddler does the same thing. Dutch Brothers does the same thing.
All of downtown does the same thing.
We have garage sales, car washes.
Well, I don't know about the garage sale signs, but a lot of those fall under what there's a listing. If you got a copy of 3.7, mm-hmm. the sign code, there are a list of specific exemptions, and a lot of those, at least particularly like garage sale signs and temporary signs, they'll fall under some of those exempted signs.
That's just.
So some of them, like you said, may be considered all those, and some, I know some of them are, or some of those are considered exempt as well.
My thought on this, unless on this ordinance, was more for helping staff having some guidelines on new permits. So not necessarily an ordinance to send the code enforcement out and start dinging every sign in town, but more for when somebody puts up a new sign, it has to meet some sort of standard moving forward. Or if they want to replace a sign, moving standard. And I don't necessarily, that one comment on here that you thought was far-reaching about all existing signs on the premises, I think that's a little too excessive. But like McDonald's, for instance, if they have a sign, they want to add another sign, that the new sign has to meet this standard, because the old sign probably met an old standard and it's kind of grandfathered in. So that is kind of how I looked at that. Is that was your intent? Well, or your kind of your thought?
Well, it seems like looking at what the city wrote, it seemed like there must have been intent for that. Like I said, I don't know why they would have made all existing signs and didn't make a provision for those non-conforming signs that may have been lawfully put in. Mm-hmm. But I could see the point of from this point forward, they would need to comply with some type of standard. If it's a new sign, or they're totally tearing down and replacing a sign, potentially they would. But if it's an existing sign and they're making minor changes to it, or whatever the...
Well, it's a temporary sign. Everybody uses those teepee. They take them out every day, or they drive fence posts in, like McDonald's, they drive fence posts in, hang banners up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out on the, and they're within 5 feet of the street, so I know they're in the right-of-way. So that's where, you know, when you're talking realities here, Chad could tell us if we're getting ourselves into a deal where we could get sued.
It says that it's exempt?
Yeah, they're exempt.
If it's temporary, but
right.
if they don't follow all the temporary guidelines,
yes, because it's only for 4 months or something like that. Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
60 days, I think it's
Signs not exceeding 3 square feet in area located in a commercial or industrial zone, and not to exceed 4 signs for each business frontage.
And the sign things go, they're complaint driven. I mean, mm-hmm. so, because I think that's some of the I mean, I know there's a lot of signs that are not in order, but if there's not a complaint, we're not going to go out and, you know.
That would fall under the nuisance part, right?
That
would be under the nuisance
criteria. I believe so,
I'm mainly looking at, and that is good, I think that's a good thing to have in the ordinance, but I'm looking at a lot of these guidelines on, you know, what you can have and getting a permit. It's just for new construction, not for.
So, but like now, like, I mean, like with the marijuana one.
Didn't get a permit.
They did get a permit.
So that's okay. That's what, you know, as far as complaint driven or what the reasoning is as far as when the folks ask or whatever. It's, so they didn't get a permit. Okay.
So, but I don't like the complaint driven aspect of it in that if somebody doesn't like your sign, they can complain about you and somebody will make you take it down, but your neighbor can have a sign that is
good
just
point.
Like your
Very
sign,
valid.
But they but they can have it.
Sure.
I think that you have to have laws or ordinances that apply to everyone. Mm-hmm. I just don't like this complaint driven thing, and I don't like the there are a lot of signs. I mean, when we first started talking about it, it was just, well, there are a lot of signs that are out of compliance, and we just, you know, we don't do anything about them. Well, let's get them into compliance then, because if they had a lawful sign at one time, it should still be lawful. You can't.
But how are we going to get them into compliance?
Well, you're going to have to change the ordinance to say that some of these signs can be grandfathered in.
Right.
And I think that's what she's talking about.
The Homeowner Association's been fighting over this for years up there above me. There is no grandfathering in. If it's in your laws or in your covenants, you could have had it 20 years ago, no matter, it gets changed. So anything before 2008 would...
Can I just jump in for one sec?
Just for a second.
Just one second. So I just want to draw the distinction between, you know, what may be in the covenants of a homeowners association, which is a private agreement between them, versus what the city can do through its ordinances. And if we impose new zoning standards on someone, if they met the previous zoning standards, they are going to be grandfathered in. So you may have some signs that are out of compliance with their code, which was amended in 2008, because they were in compliance with the code before 2008. That's just going to be called a pre-existing permitted use. And because it's a pre-existing use, they can continue to have that sign there even though it's not in compliance with the current code. So any signs that we would, any amendments that we would make to the sign ordinance now, to the extent that there's a sign in existence that conforms to the current sign code, it can remain in effect even if it wouldn't be in compliance with a new sign code.
Okay. See, we have two signs that are on our freeway that have been in non-compliance for years. One of them is Ross Murray's sign out there advertising lots, the golf course. They've had a trailer out there. We've never, you can't have a trailer sitting alongside the road with a sign on it.
True.
It's been there for several years. So when you start attacking businesses, you're going to, you open up a can of worms here.
We got one across from Dairy Queen, too, pointing back to that yellow one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the other one, yeah.
Pointing back to.
And also there's a law that, under Highway 38, that there can't be any sign on Highway 38 because that's a scenic highway. You can't put up a garage sale sign. You can't do anything under legal.
Well, ODOT has theirs on freeway too, but that's the in one section here. It says all signs except signs painted directly upon a building are also subject to building department requirements. That would be in 37.160. Then if you went over to 37.260, each parcel of land is permitted one ground sign per street frontage subject to the following limitations. And I have a problem with that one because if you own multiple acres, you could have multiple businesses, but you're only allowed one sign.
No, I think in here somewhere it says that each business is allowed a sign.
Yeah, each business.
Well, okay, let's say you had one business with multiple things going on. Let's say you sold...
To a website.
Boats and campers.
And beads.
And tires and a number of things at the beads. Same location.
Then it's still one business, as far as...
Mm-hmm. So, just, are you asking?
Just each parcel of land.
So you're talking about different signs.
One ground sign per street frontage. It's one business. And you go on back to the M1, it says, maximum number, no more than one freestanding sign shall be permitted on a single lot, except if lot has more than one street frontage. Well, if you don't, if you got, don't have two street frontages, then that doesn't, you know, it doesn't fit for you. Yeah. I'm just saying, there's things in here that don't even fit, you know, the realm of our community. Rankle, how many acres are you guys on? You got two street frontages, you could have two signs. Mm-hmm. Across the road, the bean plant, mm-hmm. They've got a street frontage. They could only have one, but they've got acres. They're sitting on acreage. They could have, you know, lots of signs, depending on what they're doing.
Councilor Egbert, this one thing for clarification that might help a little bit. If you're looking at the stuff, say, regarding the industrial zone, say, like where Aranco is, there's different kinds of signs. So depending on the limitation, it might depend on the type of sign. So if it's a ground sign, a wall sign, a projecting sign, there are different standards depending on the type of sign. So that might help. So maybe they can only have one ground sign, but maybe they can have other kinds of signs. So just depend.
It says maximum number, no more than one freestanding sign shall be permitted on a single lot. Mm-hmm. And that's on M1, that's 37.280A number 4.
But I mean, that's just the kind of, like I said, that's why there's such a broad array of definitions, too, to define what's allowed and not allowed. But anyway, that was depending, like I said, on the type of signs. Some there's the wall signs versus this sign.
You drive through town and take a look at True Value. They've got about 14 signs hanging on their building. A1 Rental has a number of signs. Sutherland Drug has a number of signs. Central Feet has signs on all the sides of his building. And that doesn't front. The building doesn't front the other streets. First Community Credit Union's got multiple signs. I mean, you can just drive around and look. They got multiple signs. And it's I'm in business. You have to understand, I'm in business, and I understand how hard it is to be in business. And every time you want to do something different, if you want to sell, you know, pocket knives over here and then next week sell slingshots, it's you want to put a sign up. You don't want to be paying the city $25 or $50 or something just to put a sign up to see whether or not slingshots will sell. Because if they don't, that's a waste of your money.
Does the city charge for the overhead signs in the city limits? Like the big, out on the highway, do they come in and get permits for, like the one at Basco and the one on the south end town? So the one's got Canis King on it down there, they came in and got a permit from the city?
No.
That's not the city.
When they erected the sign, they did. When the billboard was put up, they pulled permits for the sign.
I didn't think it was.
Now it runs through the owner of the billboard.
Even if it's in your city limits.
Well, they're just changing the face. They're not changing the physical structure of the sign.
Well, you know, I kind of, like Wes said, you know, as far as here on out, and, you know, I think, and I agree with Karen, too, as far, I mean, it's a complaint-driven thing. That can lead to problems, too. And, I'm just not real big on making kind of where I think Frank is going. There's a lot of town folk where you're not going to go and make them tear down signs, try to redo signs. If it, like Chaz, if it falls, if they fell under the restrictions prior to that, I think maybe we need to focus on from here forward. And you're dying to talk. You want to say something?
I was just.
Or you just tell me 5 more minutes.
No.
Make matters worse, are you?
No. Okay. I was just one of the staff people on Planning Commission at that time, and I know that was their intent was any signs that are there currently.
Leave alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've had a conversation about this before, and I've seen even with other councilmen, it seems like that's always been. The vibe is, you know, don't make people go and spend money, change things. Just set some standards for here
on out. Give you some history of what happened, what has happened. before 08, when we did the street, the lights downtown and all of that, all of the signs downtown were supposed to be made out of wood. The whole downtown district, the signs were supposed to be made out of wood. Well, when Lynn Dean Brown came to town, she bought that building up there on State, and with the idea of putting in her insurance office. And she went to get a permit for the sign, and she couldn't get one because she needed to put in illuminated sign. State Farm says she had to have illuminated sign. Illuminated signs weren't allowed in the downtown district. So she had to go get a variance. So it came to the Planning Commission. I was on the Planning Commission. It came to the Planning Commission, and the planner explained that because there are some signs in there in downtown district that are illuminated, we could possibly do this and pass it for her. But if somebody filed an appeal, she'd lose. Period. But it cost her almost as much money to go through the bureaucracy as it did to get the sign put up. And that's, to me, is part of the problem. But not only that, somebody could have complained and stopped it. And it was eventually after that we redid the signs. But, and I'm thinking that a lot of this stuff, we ought to put all of these things should have a grandfather clause in them. And, you know, after 10 years or 8 years or something, you have to go back and look at them. Because that one was in there for, seems like almost forever.
We're one of them we've talked on before is like Bill over here. You know, he wants that illuminated sign for true value out there on his. And he doesn't qualify because he's in the downtown district. His sign can't exceed 10 feet in height, and it can't protrude into the right of way. And so that's where, we were putting up dominoes down there, it's 20 foot on the other side of the railroad tracks that way. But Bill wants to put a sign up on his blank lot. He can't do it. And so that's where,
And that's where the rub comes, because he probably could if he got a variance. But he's going to have to pay for it.
Well, it's through the, was it C3 zone you said on that?
Is he in C3 or C4?
I think it was C3 because he's in the downtown district.
I thought that was, didn't that C1?
Because it changed, he said, when he talked with you at the railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. But you see, his sign's so tall, you'd hit your head on it at 10 feet, trying to walk underneath
C3
it.
Is what's at.
It says true value, and it's an illuminated sign, but the top of it can't exceed 10 feet.
So we can talk about different people's signs, but what's our general, what do you guys want to see happen?
Well, I take it the purpose of the sign ordinances are to not obstruct traffic, for one thing, and for aesthetic value, is that it?
What's aesthetic value?
Well,
pretty.
Don't start talking like that because they cover the train.
Well, is that the purpose?
It's to cover the train.
I believe it's to set a standard to follow, some sort of standard that...
So they are uniform.
A vision of what the city will ultimately look like when, you know, over time. When people replace signs, it has to meet a certain spec and, you know, size, and has to be whatnot.
We have to meet the new standards if we set new standards.
Yep.
Everything
well, and I think...
You don't have to take it down now.
No.
Just anything you add or change has to meet the new ordinance.
But Karen brought up a really good point about the nuisance. I think we got to look into defining that somehow, other than just complaint driven.
You could not like your neighbor and just go through all the city ordinances finding something to complain about. Mm-hmm. That's just not right.
But staff has to analyze that and decide whether it's valid.
We have an ordinance that says you can't park a dually on the street overnight. And that's complaint driven. Mm-hmm. And when somebody doesn't like somebody, they'll make a complaint.
Oh, sure. Right. That happens all the time. Okay.
But if it's just, so one person puts a sign up and one neighbor doesn't like it, is that enough to rule out the sign, or do you have to have the majority of neighbors?
Well, it's funny, because when I was at the sheriff's office, we got issues in court and in public nuisance just that, because it used to be you could sign a complaint on your neighbor, let's say for a barking dog or something, public, and the judge ruled to be public nuisance, you can't just be one neighbor. You had to have several neighbors.
A percentage of
a percent. Yeah, you had to have so many neighbors, and that made our call volume, because it used to be just like, Karen, I mean, people, they didn't, it was, they're just complaining against force. I don't like force, I'm mad. And it was just this, you know. But yeah, but so then it became just what you said in the courts, like it didn't, you know, they defined what was frequent, what was prolonged, and everybody had, you had to have multiple signatures, and it couldn't just be one person complaining.
I think that's fair.
And so do I. I thought it was.
The other aspect of this is a need to know, and I guess I would have thought the business community would have been brought into this, because you need to know what.
Yeah.
What signs people have to have a business. If you have an auto dealer's license, you have to put up a sign. That's ODOT's requirement. If you have a wholesaler's license, which you could have in a residential neighborhood because you're not parking cars there, but you still have to have a sign. So if you're going to limit what people can do, the sign doesn't have to be very big, it should be a little sign, but the ODOT inspector needs to know where that, you know, where he's going to find the papers to inspect. But there's a number of entities like that. Forrest got a sign in his front yard. It says Forrest Stone Construction.
I'm offended by it, too.
Did you get a permit for that?
Makes me work.
Did you get a permit?
But those are
thing, I think, just is, there's signs that have writings, and then there's art. So,
well, and that's the other thing.
It's on the deal. If somebody wants to complain about your dinosaurs down there that are made of, they could, you know. I mean,
dinosaurs.
What is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were reindeer.
No, I had some dinosaurs. I have the muffler shop south of town, and I build deer and things out of.
You complain about my golfers?
Yeah, junk mufflers, and I just. When an idea comes up, I just build it. And eventually somebody will buy it.
He gets too much of settling, and when he starts going, wow, let's hit him up with this.
But that's what it is. I have a muffler shop, and I build these out of derelict mufflers. So, okay, how does that fit? Is that, you know, is that signed? Every time I put one out there, I need another sign permit.
You said your opinion.
Theoretically, you might, but that's worth something. Like they said, they thought about maybe modifying the definition. Like even your
stuff.
I mean, they would be pre-existing, but say the horses at the White Horse, are those a sign? You know, those are that. So maybe that's where some tweaks could, if there was a concurrence.
She got a permit to build those.
Well, that's good. But no, and then this.
I was on the planning commission. She got a permit.
Well, no, but this is an example. Like maybe it's not meant to include those things.
And stuff like this. I mean, it really has to be. I mean, you can dissect it. 100. It has to be a case by case. It has to be where you go through it. You break it down. You analyze it. I mean, because but we can sit up here and I mean, just like laws. I mean, you can question. I mean, but you have to have some type of.
And there could be some business owners that feel that their business is affected because of someone else's sign. Whether it's art or verbiage or whatever.
Yeah.
And have a legitimate complaint.
Oh my gosh.
Well, but you can't outsmart business. If you enacted a sign on ordinance on me tonight, I'd paint it on my truck.
This isn't enacted tonight. This is
that's what I'm saying though. If you're making it on the building or the property, mm-hmm. you just have somebody that's going to paint something offensive on the side of his van and park it there in front of his place, and he's legal. You know, he can put a joint on the top of his van. You know, what do you
put on his little
mushroom car? You can't outsmart business.
Little house.
They keep doing what they're doing, you know.
But again, at some point, you need if you want to have some guidelines, then you have to, like I said, you could.
So that's why, like I gave you examples of at least some local county sign definitions, so you can compare them, and like some are similar, and some are vastly different. And then also, like you said, the issuance of permits, and where it talks about, they added the language, and all existing permits. That's our all existing signs.
Yeah.
And that was kind of why it seemed a little, yeah. We didn't want to, I mean, it doesn't seem like council's consensus at this point. It seems like council's consensus is not to necessarily yeah. negatively affect all those pre-existing
no.
lawfully established
exactly.
signs.
Exactly, that's why.
So yeah. that might be something that needs to be modified in the future. And those are just something for you to consider.
In the complaint-driven thing, I mean, has... maybe we can look at that as far as adding however many complaints, you know, add some more where it isn't just one person complaining on neighborhoods.
And that might be something that can just be modified in your nuisance code and wouldn't be have
yeah.
to go through a land use ordinance, legislative amendment.
Yeah.
Sign code, where it's listed, would have to go through a legislative amendment, where the nuisance code is a different chapter of your municipal code, and so it's probably a little easier to modify mm-hmm. if that was the desire of the council.
Where this started 4 years ago was when Patricia was on the board, and she wanted all the old signs taken down, mm-hmm. and she wanted all the teepees taken off of the sidewalks. And that was where we got started.
Teepees.
And we haven't done anything with
sandwich
it at all. They're the city.
I got it. Sandwich. I've never heard them called that before.
I've never heard of teepees. I've just heard them the sandwich board signs. So
yeah, they are. But
teepees.
I know. That's what I'm
there's two different kinds. One is the reader board, and then
yeah.
there's
yeah.
the one that folds out like this.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But Buster has one in front of his mm-hmm. business, and he puts sayings on it.
Yeah.
You know, and so sometimes he says stuff that I'm ticked about because it's the truth.
Flores turned 60.
Yeah. That, but the city hall has, you know, I mean, there's things that, there's signs all
some?
Over the community.
Oh, we haven't used any in years. I don't know when we last
had one. You've had one out in front of the door there on the grass.
When?
A reader board.
But these temporary ones are...
There yeah. are 60 days, it says. Mm-hmm.
So they're within.
Yeah.
We had one when it was time to vote. But I remember putting that out in the yard, but...
Well, so we're going to get a consensus of what we want to do.
And then I would just like a question. I have a question. I sent out letters to the owner and the operator of that business that has the doobie on it.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what
you doobie call
it.
Or not doobie?
and the biggest reason I sent that out is because you folks said you were making the complaint and they didn't have a permit. So do you want to follow through with that?
I heard that there was a group of people sending you all kinds of petitions to keep the doobie and a group sending you
I
all
got
petitions.
11. I got 11 okay. emails.
11 emails?
To keep
four
it?
Four or against or mixed?
Abram said take it down, three said leave it up.
Linda's not here tonight.
Also, three said
she has 1,000 signatures.
Abram
eight
said
take
it
down.
300 from
not
the
sure
community.
I can do either.
They're going to be up there trying to smoke that.
For leaving it.
Get a permit. And
300 from this community.
She's got 300 well, from this community, and she's got 700 from other surrounding communities on her Facebook page to leave it.
I mean,
she was telling me that today. In fact, she was going to be here to talk about it tonight.
So Mr. Mayor, members of the council, mm-hmm. I just want to give you a word of caution that under your current development code, the way the process works is that if there's an enforcement action, it first goes to the Planning Commission, and then it can be appealed to you guys as the City Council. So to the extent that you're talking about a specific enforcement action, you really don't want to get into the details of that at this point in time, because that could preclude you from hearing the appeal as members of the City Council. So I would just urge you to use a little bit of caution as you go down this path of this
okay,
conversation.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say that.
I like some of the recommendations you made on the ordinance as far as taking away trying to, you know, the existing sign part. And then I also like the definition of Roseburg sign, personally, of a mall. I like that definition.
What about a complaint-driven has to be more than 50% or at least 50%?
Well, what I was going to ask to see if maybe you could find what other communities might... I don't know if there's anything out there.
If it's yeah, downtown, 50%.
Most communities use the complaint-driven method, but... This, yeah,
but they don't do the multiple.
I don't know. I think it's a good question and worth asking.
Well, she recommended us looking at our municipal code, on the nuisance.
Public nuisance.
Which is separate from this.
We'd like to follow up and see what a few jurisdictions and how they look at that.
Yeah, we can just kind of look.
Can I make one thing? I'm not a big fan of taking the definitions and putting it to the front of the code, because the sign permit thing serves as its own individual packets to give to people. So how do you, I mean, you see what I'm saying? XYZ business wants to know what our sign code is. So we give them, we print out copies of the sign code, staple it, and say, here, please go look at it. If you have any questions, call me back. Well, the definitions aren't going to be there. They're going to be in the front. And so I guess so long as we recognize that as a customer service thing, that we got to make sure those definitions that relate to the sign code are part of the packet we give the customer, I guess I'm okay with it then.
Just about any ordinance that you look at has the definitions in the beginning. I mean, so that you...
Yeah, but our sign code set them differently, but maybe, okay. I get it.
See, that's what's going to be hard is we have the language in there right now. It's what started all this is you're picking on one business. They didn't get a permit, but everybody else in this town hasn't got a permit either. There's businesses that a lot of people aren't going to like. You know, I mean, when I go to Ashland, I don't like Shakespeare Festival. I don't like Shakespeare, but I don't say that thing ought to be abandoned. That's, you know, I don't like the lottery. I don't like smoking.
You bring up a good point. We have a downtown district. Sutherland was started with the railroad running through here. That's why downtown is where downtown is my understanding. But now we have I-5. And that's where a lot of the traffic comes from. Goes through is I-5. And so when we're looking for tourist attractions and people coming off the highway, does the city want to implement an ordinance or some sort of district for the vision? This is our image. Mm-hmm. I think this it's in the city's best interest to say what we allow around I-5. What are people going to remember us by? Are we going to remember us like most people do Rice Hill with the big adult sign? No, I don't stop by there. I just ride right on by.
I'm not real thrilled about this Roseburg thing, the part of Roseburg that says attach, erect, fasten or manufacture in any manner whatsoever to attract the public in any manner for the recognition of merchandise display. I mean, that's the whole purpose of having a business is to sell your merchandise. I mean, it's, you know, any of those little things like that in there are a real stopper for somebody that's in business.
In actuality, that's the same definitions that Douglas County uses too.
Well, and they're in the same boat.
Well, no, but I'm just pointing out.
And they're in the same thing. They don't enforce it either.
Well, no, I'm just pointing out that it's the same general definition.
Yeah. The definition of what a sign is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, but what he's saying, let's have a definition and enforce it. And if we're going to have a definition that we're going to enforce, we got to have something that's not going to kill the town.
Well, should the town be promoting a buzz?
A buzz?
Our signs right now on the freeway advertise wine drinking right here. Oh. You're getting drunk. You know, I mean.
I don't like that either, but, you know, what can you do?
So are we promoting that? We just gave a liquor license to we're telling the kids at the school not to drink, and we gave a liquor license to a store right across from the city, the school property.
Mm-hmm. You know right what across I mean? From ShopSmart and ByMart.
They shouldn't have had it either in the new rules when it's 1,000 feet within a school. You know, I mean, that's where I'm smoking. So you're trying to tell the kids not to gamble, and yet that's what funds them, and the cigarette tax. And so it's definitely screwed up the way the system works. But when we're advertising alcohol, come to our community, get drunk in the park, at every event.
I've never seen that sign.
Me neither.
Yeah, kind of missed that one too.
Yeah, so we don't give liquor licenses in the parks at every one of the functions.
Liquor permits?
Yeah. Okay.
But
all right, it's city property. There's half of the people don't like drinking in this community. So are you offending them by letting the other ones drink?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we should go there. I mean, I was going to say something.
That's why I'm just saying. there's always half of people that don't want to agree with the other half. And usually the people that are doing the other half are, like, if they drink beer, it's great. If they drink wine, it's great.
Life is choice.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Life is choice.
And the wine,
like, it, don't go.
It's federally.
Okay, here you go. Don't drive by.
Yes, it's federally against the law.
Like it, don't go.
But
can we get done with this? If we don't have anything beneficial to add for these folks, I'd like to get to the next thing here.
Yeah, I mean, are we
keep time at 12 hours?
I mean, I don't know where we're going to go from here. I mean, do we have any kind of general directions?
That's what I was trying to get to.
I know. It's
my objection is I don't like to have ordinances on the books that we don't enforce. That's my objection.
That's what we're trying to get one that we will enforce for new construction. That's what I think we're trying to do.
And that's the one thing that I see you all agree on, that one thing.
Right. No.
We don't have agreement on, you don't agree with that?
No.
Oh, okay.
The lady at Tough
Times. Let's just get rid of the sign ordinance.
The lady down by the railroad tracks at Tough Times Rangers, she's struggling to make it. She put up a banner, which is a sign. You know, but she did, it's all she could do to get the money together for the banner. So I made her a framework. Somebody else paid for the material, made her a framework so she could put up her banner. But there's a lot of businesses around here that are struggling like that. You know, you just can't keep, you know.
Well, yeah, you know.
Pass an ordinance and say, no, you can't have that. Just shut her down, lady.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there are some folks in town that say, you know, if you don't like the sign, you're not going to go to the business. And if that guy stays in business, he stays in business. Or if he doesn't,
he's been in business a long time.
No, I'm just saying, I'm agreeing with what you're saying. I mean, people, it's like if you don't, you know, I don't know. I just feel like with businesses, it's like what I personally like or don't like doesn't mean I should take away other people's right to do it. Just because I personally don't.
I agree with that one.
You know, I just, because it is America, and just, you know, whether you choose to drink or whatever, but I'm not going to take somebody else's right away because that's their right. Mm-hmm. And with signs, it's like, I mean, it's kind of like if you don't like the sign, you don't like the business, you don't go. You don't like what's on that channel, you switch TV channels. I mean, that's, you know, but.
Well, with that business down there, it's like Linda says, she's been there 15 years. She recommends people to come downtown, eat, check out our parks and everything, and so they're the first thing you see on the freeway for sure. But she gets a lot of traffic in there. They're going to her. They're not looking at the flags and everything else. They're going in there in that mushroom shop for some reason. I have no idea what the draw to mushrooms are.
Have you seen the back room?
But
I've noticed the traffic since it was on the front page of the newspaper.
They sell bongs right here at this little store right across in the park.
Back to signs or whatever.
So,
did you all got this too, right? This ordinance 991.
Uh-huh.
So you could go back to that.
Look on that ordinance 991, go to page 6 of 19, the part that struck out on the kind of the bottom two-thirds of the page. That's your old sign ordinance. And you could go back to that. I mean, theoretically, Mr. Gillum has mentioned that you could, in theory, that would, I mean, if you want to go back to something simpler, you can. But that's just mentioned because I know that was a comment that was made. You know, that's what it
used to be. She called me Mr.
But they did make it a lot more comprehensive.
See, the flower paid off.
Frank, I don't know if this ordinance is prohibiting that lady to have a banner for a sign.
No.
No, as soon as she can afford to get the permit.
Oh.
She's going to have to put up $50.
Yeah,
if you start any business, you're going to have to put out $50
to put up the sign.
And if you change what you sell in your business, you want to change your sign.
Or you have a new person come in and buy the business from you.
Mm-hmm.
Which has happened right there.
Actually, I think in Mullen Island, it would be $25 for the sign.
We voted on it. That was the only one that voted no.
$25 for the
worksheet. Enough that you keep scoring.
50 for a sign.
50.
Was that a neener neener, as my wife always says?
I don't know. I don't recall it being anything before.
I think it's 25.
Well, the paperwork showed moving from 25 to 50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe it went up. Mm-hmm.
So do we want to look at new construction forward? Is that something we want to entertain and get the staff to bring back something?
I do, but...
Wes, do you have something to say?
Well, I just think whatever we do, we ought to work it through the Planning Commission.
Oh, definitely.
The other ones.
We need to give them some direction.
Okay.
Forrest, do you want, are you interested?
Yeah, I mean,
from this moment forward, looking at something. Not
they need to be in the loop.
Well, I just don't know how you can.
We got
you can't
to
clean
have
your
this,
town up unless those buildings burn down.
Because of
yeah, but there's I think what they're saying, you know, but after okay. the business goes, something new comes in. That's my understanding. Is that? Do you want to look at that further?
Because, like I say, when I go down the freeway, I'm looking at signs off freeway, and there's two of them that have always bugged me in this community. But, you know, their business
but is down the road. If they change, you can change it.
No, they should be taken removed right now.
No, but we're talking about new stuff forward, not going back and taking people's stuff down.
Well, this is from 2008 on.
Are you interested in looking in there? We can debate it later. I'm just saying, are you interested in having the staff look? I'm just trying to get a consensus.
Yeah.
Frank?
Are you I want to keep it as simple as possible, though. Okay.
But you're interested in them from this point?
Yeah. Forward. Yeah, there are things that need to be changed.
And simple is good.
Simple is good. Kiss.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Marty. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so is that we're good with the workshop? I mean, nothing else. Going.
Any other comments, or is that we got?
I think we're good. We're just kind of look maybe going forward. And, okay. Now.